Confession number 56. As I suffer with him, I will be glorified with him. For this confession, let's get into our minds and hearts Romans 8, verses 16 and 17. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. In this confession, we have a part to get excited about, preceded by a part that we do not get too excited about. Few, if any, of us start our day out hoping to suffer. However, here we have another way to tell that we are truly saved. It is because we are suffering with Christ. We know from reading Scripture that our Lord suffered greatly during his earthly ministry. Because of preconceived notions, he and his mission, or his purpose in life, were often misunderstood, even by those who were closest to him. Your friends and loved ones often misunderstand you and why you are so committed to the Lord. Rather than argue and fight with them, pray for them and walk on in confidence. This confession gives us some very important reassurance. When you are in a family, if you are really in the family, whether adopted or not, you are in that family completely, lock, stock, and barrel, as we often hear people say. Good, bad, or indifferent, this is your family. When there is praise, glory, and adulation, you're in that family. When there is suffering and hardship, you're in that family. Family members stick together. When everything is going well, we love being in the family. But when things are not going as we would like, we do not get to abandon our family and go join another. We are all in. Paul declared the way to share in the glory of Christ in the future is to share in his suffering now. This confession may be one you'll want to earmark for the future, to come back to on a very difficult day. You hang in there. Keep walking with the Lord, and I hope you have a great day. Confession number 56. As I suffer with him, I will be glorified with him.